This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We are the DJV celebrants. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Our thanks to Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, as we focus on people in the news. Where shall we start, ladies, with Donald Trump or Michelle Obama? Your choice. Ladies' choice.
You know where I'd like to start, but
yes,
I'm
I
guessing
do.
The girls would probably start someplace else.
Well, that's no. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They can choose. They might want to hear something about Donald Trump. Especially because he's taking a shot at George Bush. Maybe they'd like to hear that. All right. I'm going to exercise. I'm not hearing anything from Kara or Victoria.
I don't think it matters.
Okay.
Whichever one. Your dealer's choice.
Thank you. Nice. Well, let's take the current president before we go back to the last presidency. Well, actually, we're going back two presidencies in a manner of speaking, because Trump took a dig at W during his speech. Trump was all over the place over the weekend, back and forth to Florida, to Washington, fundraisers, gridiron, and his usual Sunday night dinner at the golf course. Anyway, during a speech to donors, he called President George Bush's decision to invade Iraq, quote, the single worst decision ever made. And you know what? I'm with Trump
disagree.
On this one.
I don't disagree with him.
I don't disagree with him at all. Trump's trying to figure out how to get out of the Iraq war. We all know what happened when Obama became president. He says, we're getting out, and we never did. And now we got more people in there now. He said the decision was akin to throwing a big brick into a hornet's nest. The idea, he said, quote, here we are like dummies of the world because we had bad politicians running our country for a long time. And anyway, so the rift between the traditional people, although a lot of Republicans I know George Bush looked better when Obama was in to some of them, and now he looks better because a lot of the traditionalists don't like Donald Trump. But I think what it does is just sort of focus, from my perspective, on all of these guys who have made really bad decisions. But I think the George Bush decision to go into Iraq was completely, there is no basis, and why all the rest of the politicians were browbeaten into it.
And they all went along with that. Everybody voted to go
in there.
That's
what I'm saying,
there was not one person.
Well,
I think maybe
Democrats
Bernie Sanders
right in there.
Was the only one that voted against it. But here's the thing. I don't think that George W. Bush is a bad person. I don't think that he knowingly tried to lead the country into war. I think he very much takes seriously the deaths of soldiers and the deaths of Americans who fall in defense of this country. I don't think that this was a light decision for him.
Right.
That being said, when you look back at it, it was probably the wrong move. And, you know, I supported it because I think we need to do something. I mean, my goodness, if we are going to talk about women's rights and we are going to talk about oppression, let's stop looking at Hollywood where, yes, things are bad, but there's a lot of stuff going on in other places of the world where it's not just the movie industry where someone's, you know, whistling at you or giving you the side eye. This is a place where women can't go to school and they can't wear certain clothes and they have to have their faces covered. Well, you know what? It may not be any of our business, but I think that the girls in Iraq today would say that they're better off than they were probably 15 years ago when this started.
At the cost of 50,000 American lives.
Well, and that's the thing, is you have to weigh the value. Now, I think that there could have been a better way to go in there and promote democracy, but that was the Bush standpoint. The Bush, and he ran on it, was about going to other countries and promoting democracy. And that's why Republicans call Trump an isolationist, because that's not his philosophy. He doesn't believe in promoting democracy around the globe. So they have definite schools of thought, and I actually see validity to both of them, but I don't think, looking back at it now, I think we could have probably made some different decisions as opposed to just putting in all those boots on the ground and having to continually increase that so we don't lose another war.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now fast around to Michelle Obama's comments, speaking about her trip to England back in 2011 when the Queen invited the Obamas for an extended visit to Buckingham Palace. She was at an event in New York, and Mrs. Obama said, actually, this is the juicy, gossipy stuff. The sleepover that they had at Buckingham Palace, she said, quote, I think by the time we had the sleepover, we had enough interacting with them. I don't know how you whether we've
meaning
had enough
knew
of them.
Each other. No, it? Meaning they knew each other well enough.
Well enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Surprising things are folks wanted to be treated normally. Everybody is happy when all the people are gone. They wanted to be hugged. They want to be touched. They gossip. And they want to be remembered as good hosts. Gossip. Now, what flavor does the gossip take when you're having an overnight in Buckingham Palace with the Queen?
Other world leaders, I guess, right?
I suppose, maybe, yeah, maybe, yeah. So she admits that some things are better back home when it came to food. The White House rules without a doubt. I don't want to insult anybody, but American food is just better. Yeah. Well, I guess it depends on how it's prepared as much as anything else. That's an interesting insight into an event that I had forgotten about. Do you all remember when the Obama spent the night at Buckingham Palace? I forgot about that.
Isn't that when little George came out in his pajamas?
Oh, probably was.
Maybe.
He's so cute.
Right? He was very cute. He was the most formal child I've ever seen. He had,
little
man
short
pajamas.
Outfits.
Yeah, and then he had his robe over it. Like, it was very cute.
Very cute.
Apparently their chef was not super happy to hear that Michelle Obama was
Didn't
not
like.
A fan, though.
Yeah.
That same chef also admitted that the Queen wouldn't allow any garlic in the entire palace because she doesn't like garlic, and she doesn't like seasoning. So
he's the Queen.
Well,
the queen
I guess
right.
that makes sense. I also think that sometimes British food can... It just
it's
sometimes
a
looks a little unappealing with all the beans and stuff.
It's very white, the British food. It's very white.
Yeah. That's an interesting way of putting it. I hadn't thought about it like that. Fish and chips, that's what everybody thinks everybody eats over there, but it doesn't. It's not...
That's all white, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is kind of. Yeah.
It's all white?
Not a lot
Speaking
of color.
Speaking of being white, the passengers on a plane from Charlottesville to Washington turned white. Wind gusts blowing the plane around 70 miles an hour up at that height in a small plane. That's why I don't like these small. This is a little 50-passenger plane coming from, Charlottesville to Washington is about 70 miles. So you get in one of these little junk planes, and there's no room in them, and it's just banging around. Pretty much the pilots said everybody, including the pilots, were ready to throw up or did throw up.
Ugh.
It was that bad. And
did you see the video footage of a big Boeing, one of the big 737, whatever they are, the whole trying to land, and the whole thing just kept getting blown? I don't know if it was landing at LaGuardia or it was somewhere on the East Coast during the storm. It was terrifying just to watch the footage of the plane trying to land.
Nothing
so
worse
a little
than
plane
that.
Would be, I can't even imagine.
I was flying into, trying to think of where I was flying to, I think it was Denver a couple of weeks ago, and the plane was about 100 feet off the ground, and the pilot decided it was too windy, and he took off and flew around the airport one more time to get another bite at it, to go to a different runway and come in. Sometimes when it's windy like that, the steeper and faster you come in, the better it is. You watch the planes kind of just coast in. You can do that. I love the airports where you can see the planes from way out, like LAX is like that. You can see the planes from way, way out, so they come in. But if it's windy, you want to get down fast. And so that was, people will be talking about that one for a while anyway. 16 past the hour. Your phone number, your salary, your spouse's name, your children's name, where you live, all of this is pretty easy to find online. When was the last time you Googled yourself? It's startling what you can find out online about you and your family, especially as it relates to your personal information. So my advice to you is not to be a victim, but protect your privacy and your family's security with Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender. Executive Privacy from Reputation Defender, the leading maker, on the web anyway, of safely cleaning up things, truing up stories about you. With Reputation Defender's executive privacy, your personal information can be scrubbed clean from online search results to you name it, whatever it is you're looking for. In this day and age, we all need to have something like this. It's very affordable, much more affordable than you might think, as a matter of fact. So my advice is you call 844-432-4886. I'll do that a little bit slower. 844-432-4886. And ensure that you and your family's personal information is safe. Make that call, 844-432-4882. Reputation Defender's Executive Privacy Special is just for you because you're listening to this program. Special deal for people listening to the DJV show. 844-432-4882. Or you can go online to reputationdefender.com/DJV to learn more about it. Don't wait another minute. Take back control to you, for you, with you, and your family. reputationdefender.com/DJV.
You know, in business, it's all about the bottom line. And since I sit in this uncomfortable old desk chair about 12 hours a day, well, my bottom line could really use a new chair, if you know what I mean.
Staples has lots of ways to save your business money. And right now, during the Staples chair event, you can save up to 50% on a full selection of office and desk chairs.
That really helps my bottom line. In more ways than one.
Work comfortably for less. The office chair event at Staples. Better chair equals better workday. Ends 3/10/18.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Business time. Lacoste. How many people wear polo shirts with a Lacoste brand on them or have... Man, is this a men and women's line, is it not, Lacoste?
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. Uh-huh. You both. Not right. Quite my style, but I know a lot of people wear it.
Yeah, it's like it's they all put one polo shirt's the same as another. It doesn't make any difference who makes them. They're all the same. Anyway, so this one had
Victoria.
What? They're all the same.
I'm laughing. I'm like, oh, boy.
They are all the same. Tell me what's different about Lacoste from anybody else's polo shirts.
Well, the little logo for
I'm talking about quality. I'm not talking about the logo.
Lacoste is more expensive than.
But you're not getting any more for it. Come on. Anyway,
okay, whatever.
I feel like we're about to bury the lead about why we're talking about Lacoste.
The replacement of the crocodile logo. There are 10,000 animals that are the species are being threatened. They're endangered. So they've developed a line with an international union for conservation of nature featuring all kinds of animals, rhinos, turtles, condors, tigers. So there are a number of shirts that are available, and it corresponds to the number of species left in the wild. 350, for example, for the Sumatran tiger. 1,700 polo shirts total are being launched during the brand's runway show in Paris. During this week, they're on sale at Lacoste websites. What is it, lacoste.com, I'm going to guess?
Yep. Yeah.
So the crocodile logo is not going away, just taking a hiatus so they can call attention to all of these animals that are endangered species. The Javan rhino, Burmese roof turtle, California condor. All right, so you wear those and be good conversation, if nothing else. 21 after the hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
That's pretty recognizable to most people on the planet, and the heralding information is not good. For those of you who are fans of MASH, remember David Ogden Steers, who is known for being Major Charles Emerson Winchester III in the series MASH, died over the weekend, had bladder cancer, he was 75, came from Peoria, Illinois, born back in 1942, nominated for a couple of Emmy Awards for his performance in MASH. He also was involved in Perry Mason for a long time. He was in the miniseries North and South, but he was the opponent, the lawyer, he was probably the district attorney that went up against Perry Mason most of the time and lost. He didn't have much of a chance. I think somebody asked the question once, and I don't remember the answer, frankly, whether or not Perry Mason ever lost a case. I think all of you, although Jennifer, you probably remember Perry Mason.
Not the first run, but after my grandmother had her stroke and we were taking care of her, we would sit and watch Perry Mason reruns with her. And apparently my grandma had quite the crush on Perry Mason. I didn't know.
And she didn't know he was gay either, so there you go.
Right. Who was Perry Mason?
Perry Mason was...
Burr. Raymond Burr.
Okay, that's what I mean.
Right. You want a little pop quiz about Raymond Burr?
Yes, please.
He has a winery up in Sonoma and Napa area, and his partner still runs it. Yeah.
Yep.
He's super nice. You walk in. This sounds funny because they were barbecuing hot dogs, and I'm not making any jokes. This guy's flopping around. He's so cute. He's like the nicest guy. He's got the shortest shorts on that you can ever imagine.
Yeah,
having barbecuing, and he's like, hey, you want a hot dog? As soon as you walk in, and they like welcome you. It's like this party atmosphere at Raymond Burr Winery.
You'd recognize him as a character actor, too, if you saw him.
The partner? I didn't know that he was an actor.
He was just
very sweet, very nice, and he's there, from what I understand, most days.
I love telling the story about how Raymond Burr, who early in his career, after World War II, he got out of the service, he became an actor, and he was in a troupe of people who were contract players, matter of fact, and he always played the bad guy, cowboys, dramas, anything. He was always the bad guy. And so when Earl Stanley Gardner and the producers of the new television series Perry Mason were casting, it was the late 50s, I think, maybe early 60s, still black and white television, they had a bunch of all these character actors that came from the same school. It's kind of like, what do they call a group in Chicago? The what's the name of the acting troupe in Chicago that Belushi and all that bunch came from?
Wasn't that Second City?
Yeah, Second City. Okay. So this was a group like that, Victoria. And they all worked together. They all traveled together. So the whole bunch of them came out on stage, and you could hear the story as the story goes. You could hear in the back of the theater when Raymond Burr walked out, Earl Stanley Gardner yelled, "That's him! That's Perry Mason!" And then all the other people that were from this troupe all got jobs working on Perry Mason. The guy who played Lieutenant Trag, Hamilton Berger, the attorney, the district attorney was always after him. The fellow who played Della Streets, Della was not in that troupe, but the guy who played the private detective who worked with him, whose name I can't remember. All of these people belong to the same group. So, anyway, there's a story, and that keeps us from talking about anything music. Because, well, let's do the Taylor Swift story quickly. Taylor Swift has announced the opening acts for her new tour, the Reputation Tour that's going on this summer. She says, "I've been wanting to tell all you fans for a long time, opening acts on the Reputation Stadium Tour."
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 34 at the hour here on the DJB Experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here, happily. Victoria Keelan is here, happily. Kara Schillen is here, happily. We're all happy. And we're happy because we've learned that there's something that will make you remember things better. I'm not sure this is a heavy lift, but see if it doesn't make 2 and 2 equal 4 for you. If you have a great memory, you may have anxieties. To thank for that, there's a new study out finding that a manageable level of anxiety not only mitigates memory loss, but in fact boosts your memory capabilities. Research also concludes that when anxiety levels are too high or descend into fear, individuals can reach a tipping point that can ultimately affect your ability to recall certain details or events. How many people have had that happen? Jennifer, you have anxiety moments. I don't know that I... You more than, I think, I know you the best of the three. Victoria, I feel you're not much when it comes to anxiety. You're right there with the club. I don't think you let things, yeah. You don't have too many anxious moments, do you? Really? Truly?
No, not really, no. But sometimes I definitely have, I don't know. I guess everyone has anxiety, so
yeah.
Sure, sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, to a point. Kara started a new job as a bartender over the weekend. Have any anxiety over that?
Not as much as I expected. I am definitely a worrier And so, especially when new things are happening in my life or things that I have not done before, I tend to worry about them. Obviously, I was having trouble sleeping last night, and that was after it had already happened. And then I typically have trouble sleeping the night before I'm trying something new. So I definitely...
So how do we alleviate that? How do we all help Kara and other people who have that same business learn how to relax, taking deep breaths, doing a little meditation? It's not easy. I will tell you, as a veteran of all of this, it isn't easy to shut your thoughts off.
I would say to myself, because for me, my anxiety manifests in a very physical way. Like, I can feel it. And so then that just causes more anxiety, because then you go, and that's what plunges you into an anxiety attack, because you go, oh my God, I'm going to die. I don't know. Why am I feeling like this? I shouldn't be dizzy, or I shouldn't be all this. And so I think when you realize, or at least for me, when you realize how your body reacts physically, and you talk yourself through and go, this is anxiety, it's not going to kill you. This is when you can settle yourself down, because you understand. I suffered with this for so long until I went to a psychiatrist who was the worst. I mean, no bedside manner. He was there basically to prescribe me an antidepressant, and that was it. But the one thing that he did, and I will always be grateful, I can't even remember his name anymore, as he said, this is what's happening when you have an anxiety attack. And he talked about how your adrenaline rushes and overwhelms your body. And for me, it was always a worry, because when I was at rest, that's when I would have anxiety. I never, when I'm in a stressful moment, I never break. I never crack. I'm really good under pressure. It's not like that for me. It's when I'm sitting in a movie theater or watching TV at home or sitting in my car just in traffic that I would start to be overwhelmed. And he explained that it's because when you're under stress, your body's using the adrenaline that your body is pumping. When you're not under stress, when you're in a relaxed moment, all of that adrenaline is just pooling in your body, essentially, and causing you to have a really physical feeling to anxiety. And when he explained that to me, that lets me talk myself through most anxiety attacks now, because I understand physically what's happening.
It's the same as the vacuum. When there's a vacuum, something fills the void. And in thought, if you have a vacuum, your mind fills the void with things. I remember when I was 23 years old, just got married, and had all kinds of responsibilities, the four jobs that I was trying to handle at the same time. I had anxiety. Didn't know it at the time till afterwards. It was an anxiety attack. I was working, among other things, for my father in his clothing business, and I was driving in Connecticut along Interstate 95, and I couldn't breathe. My lungs filled up with I don't know what. My face turned beet red. My neck was blue. And I had this pulsating, I thought I was having a heart attack. So I pulled off the highway, and right in front of me was, thank God, and I say that literally, there was a clinic. So I drove into the clinic, and I got out of the car, got out into the waiting room, and the lady said, my God, you look terrible. Let me get the doctor. And the doctor came out, put me on a gurney, brought me inside, and he looked at me, and he smiled. He says, you're going to be fine. And I said, what are you doing?
You're so mad. You're like, no,
something's
wrong.
I've already seen 19 people today with the same thing. You had an anxiety attack. You couldn't breathe. You were trying harder to breathe. And as a result, you're pushing out more carbon monoxide than you're, or dioxide than you're able to get rid of in a confined experience, a confined environment in the car. And so he said to me, were the windows open in the car? I said, no. And he said, okay, you need to do a lot of things that give you air. When you feel like this, stop and take deep breaths. Now, there are other people who say you put a bag over your head, and that calms you down as well.
Yeah, because you're hyperventilating.
Yeah, you are. That's basically true. But it's all your mind. Everything is in your mind. And your mind, people who scoff at the spirit-mind-body connection, you can scoff back at them. Because that's exactly what's going on. Your mind completely controls your body to the point where you worry about stuff and you can make yourself sick. It's that literal, and there are all kinds of studies that suggest that. That people who worry a lot, there are physical stresses, smoking, drinking, eating bad food, those sort of things, which you're experiencing in the environment will help your body fall apart, but also how your mind works. you put yourself in a worry mode, it'll eat your body up, literally.
You know, and this story was the one that you're, just to go back to that for a second, because I think that's all right, but I thought this was interesting. I saw it too over the weekend, and it said something like, I think, what is it, that people with anxiety have a better memory than people without?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
And I totally believe that to be true, because I think people with anxiety pick apart everything that they do. I couldn't tell you what I ate for breakfast yesterday, but I could tell you exactly what went on with that debate that I moderated, or what certain things where I feel like it's up to me and that people are either judging me in a good way or a bad way. I remember every single thing about it, and then I tear it apart afterwards and go, oh, I should have done this differently or that differently.
Yeah. You know,
and I swear, I think that's where our memory comes from, because we remember all this stupid stuff.
Yeah, I was a little unsure when I saw the headline too, but you were totally right, because I'm totally the person, and I hate it, and I wish that I could figure out a way to stop it. I'm the person who lies in bed and thinks about that one stupid thing that happened 5 years ago, and you pick it to pieces, and you're like, why am I thinking about this? No one else remembers this. And yet,
ridiculous.
Wow. I do it over and over again.
Stick with us, kid. We'll teach you how to deal with it.
Really? Because it doesn't sound like Jen has figured out how to get rid of it either.
No. Karen and I are psycho sisters. I think we figured that out today.
Yes. And we'll have a new segment on the program called The Psycho Sisters. Here they are. Speaking of that, Jennifer, the city of Malibu has banned plastic. About time, actually, as my pal Victoria would say, finally, they've done something about it in Malibu. City Council voted to ban all plastic cutlery and straws, citing concerns over keeping the beaches clean and protecting the environment. Right on. The move builds on the city's existing ban of plastic bags and styrofoam. Those damn things should be outlawed across the country. Never mind in individual cities. Part of the a strategy to eliminate all
Here's
of the
idea.
Plastic
Let's
items.
Let's not outlaw plastic. Let's outlaw people who don't dispose of their trash. Let's throw those people in the ocean, because that's really who's ruining this for everybody.
Yeah.
People who do not dispose of themselves properly, who do not take care of their recyclables and do all that stuff. Because I'll be honest, I'm ticked. I like a plastic straw. I like to go to the grocery store, and if I don't have my reusable bags, I'd like to get a bag that doesn't break on me after two steps out the door. And guess what? I reuse those products, or when I have a straw, I put it in a trash can. I don't throw it into some storm drain, and it irritates the bejeez out of me. I mean, look, I understand. In Malibu, you want to do things that are protective of the ocean. I get it. People who live in Malibu, I'm sure, would expect this and probably support it.
Oh, yeah.
Man, what about personal responsibility? Let's start taking care of our own garbage. Ugh.
I'm not, there's nothing about that that's wrong. The hashtag Stop Sucking. They're approaching this on social media. I could apply that to a few radio programs that I know. Let's see. Well, so
maybe that's our new marketing line.
Yeah,
the TJB show.
We don't
stop
sucking. Yeah, right. The city's providing a box of paper straws to businesses to help with the transition before the ban takes effect in June. One box. That's it. Malibu
those
is among
paper straws are really creepy too. Have you guys tried those?
Paper straws?
I've used the ones with like the colored swirls. You know, they look like,
yeah, they're pretty.
Yeah.
Right. They don't last long.
No, you
there's
leave
a bill
them
in the California legislature, of course, that makes it illegal for restaurants to provide plastic straws. Remember, they're going to get fined $1,000 or something if they don't.
The waiter hasn't passed yet. Yeah, I don't know that that's going to pass, but.
Well, all right. Let's see. As long as we have Jennifer in our focus, ladies, it's time for us to understand countries that drink the most wine. You want to take a guess at which country takes the cake when it comes to drinking wine?
Japan or China.
Say again?
Japan or China.
Really?
And the reason I say that, it's not. Okay, because here's why. The price of wine has been driven up because China, the Chinese and the Japanese are label snobs. And so they've discovered it, and they only want the very best, and they pay for it, and that's driven up the price of wine across the board for the last several years.
All right, top five countries that drink the most wine.
Gotta say,
France
Italy,
is number
France.
Five.
Yeah, Italy, France, I'm sorry, the United States, probably. What else?
You want me to go through the list?
Yeah, sure.
Well, there's the United States is certainly in the top 10 without any question. The number five country is France. Number four is Portugal. Number three is Croatia. Number two is Vatican City.
Where the priest drink a lot.
Yeah.
Cork half the... Yeah, right. And the number one is tiny European principality of Andorra.
I've never even heard of Andorra, to be honest.
Either. It's smaller than any other... Let's see, what's another good example?
Is this the most wine out of anyone, or is this the most wine like per area, per person?
This is how much wine is used. There are 69,000 residents in Andorra, 76 bottles of wine on average a year.
Per person.
Per person.
Wow.
Right. It's a lot of wine.
But 76 bottles.
Victoria's like, I go through.
I know,
that
I'm
like
thinking, well, that's not.
Is it
365 days? That's not that much.
No.
76 bottles.
They're doing okay.
It's a bottle of wine every few days.
So. How many bottles of wine do you think you go through in a year, Jennifer?
Me?
Yeah, you're Jennifer.
It's a really tough one because I'm sure I probably, I don't drink at home during the week because I'm by myself and I feel like that's just sad. So typically I don't drink by myself.
Could it also be that you have 20 minutes at home before you need to go to bed?
So what am I going to do? And I got to get up at 3. What am I going to do? So I don't drink that much during the week. On the weekends, gosh, Jeff and I, we had a bottle of wine on Friday and a martini. That was delicious. Mm-hmm. So I would say, I don't know. Maybe a bottle of wine a week would be a lot. So I would put my average down to like 52 weeks. But I think that's a lot. I think that's overestimating.
American consumption of wine has been steadily rising over the past 20 years because that was the age of majority for as soon as Jennifer got to be old enough to buy wine, drink it.
I raised the average, yeah.
Right. Yep. So
What do you guys drink?
I honestly never even thought about that. I don't know. We don't have, we mix it up. We do wine, but we also do martinis too. So I don't know. My number would probably be lower than the little tiny province of Andorra, wherever that is.
All right. So Kara now has a job as a bartender part time. What do you get free booze when you work behind the bar?
I don't get free booze. I guess at least the job that I have right now, it is specifically banned, so if I am caught drinking, I will be fired. So I will probably not partake in that currently. But I always drink more beer than wine.
I was going to say, you're more of a beer drinker, aren't
you? Yeah, so I had a beer last night. I just bought a six-pack this week, and so I drink more of that. I probably have a bottle of wine, like, per month, one per month. Unless we have a party in which
case... Do you drink out of the bottle or you pour it in a glass?
Drink out of the bottle. It depends how rough of a week it's been. But generally out of a glass.
It's in a paper bag.
I'm not that much of a monster or an animal. Not drinking from the bottle. But thank you for thinking that.
I'm just asking for clarification. That's all. I just want to see how the other half lives. I have... I have Orangina that I had some of last night.
Oh gross.
Like 11, alcoholic wine?
No, 11 before the hour.
Ugh.
Did you know that millions of people prescribed opioid pills for surgery pain are at risk for addiction? I'm Colorado State Senator Nancy Todd and board chair of Women in Government. Many people keep taking prescription opioids long after recovery from surgery. Misusing opioids can lead to addiction and in some cases overdose or death. There are other pain management options that can be appropriate. Before surgery, ask your doctor about pain management options. For more information, visit womeningovernment.org.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Now 53 past the hour, Money Pit time on the DJB show. I want Tom Kreidler to say hi to John Ackleson of Lancaster, California, who is somebody that pays very close attention to all of our conversations here and is often distracted when he hears me ask a question. He thinks, wait a minute, where's the real question? Where's the real question?
Yeah.
All right, well, here's the real question.
John, I feel your pain.
All right, John. Thank you for listening. Here's a question from Jeff, who, let's see, what did he write? Winter has been pretty bad. My cement is crumbling and falling off the steps. I'd like to fix it myself, but don't know what to do. What do I use? And can he fix it himself, I guess, is another legitimate question.
Yeah, you can. You know what the most common mistake is when that happens? Well, first of all, the reason it happens is because people put rock salt on steps in the winter, which is understandable, but what happens is it deteriorates. It eats up the concrete and it's a mess.
Same as salt eats up the macadam. That's why there are potholes everywhere, because the salt eats up the roads.
You need to use a non-salt product. But anyway, and so you need a resurfacer. You can't just use regular cement. It will look really great for about 5 minutes and start to flake and break off again. The concrete resurfacers have special elements in them that give you that adhesion. Quickcrete makes one that I saw demonstrated a few months ago. And the way they demonstrated it, Doug, was interesting because they did a test where you basically tried to break apart the layers after this was adhered to the surface. This resurfacer was so tough, it not only wouldn't come off itself, when it did finally break, it pulled pieces of the rock with it that was on the original steps.
Wow.
So, yeah, look at that. Look at the concrete resurfacer product by Quickcrete. A product like that will make these steps look like new, and it won't peel off. It won't break off. It won't.
So it has the ability to sort of stick and engage itself,
if
you will.
That's the key. That's the key. I can't tell you how many times I see that done badly.
Yeah.
You've got to use the products that have got the right mix of polymers and other additives in there that make the adhesion happen.
The man in the know is Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. We answer another one of your questions
right after this.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
All right, next question for Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit here on the DJV show from, let's see here, Casey in Louisiana. My house was built in 1962. There's a crack in the foundation that runs the entire length of the house. Oh, no! How much is it going to cost him to fix that?
Well, see, here's the thing, Casey. We don't know, is this a structural or is this just a shrinkage issue? You know, you need to get some further information. And in terms of the cost, if it turns out that it's structural and it does need a repair, here's what I want you to not do. I do not want you to call a bunch of contractors and ask for a bunch of estimates, because contractors are not qualified to give that kind of structural advice. What you need to do is contact a structural engineer and have that crack evaluated. And if repair is in fact needed, have the engineer specify exactly what repair needs to be done. The engineer will lay out sort of step by step exactly how it has to be fixed. Then you can bring the contractors in, and based on that specification prepared by the engineer, you'll know exactly what has to be done. It'll be done right. And now there's one more really important step, and that is to have the engineer come back after the job's done and evaluate the work, and then give you a letter saying, yeah, it was cracked. I designed a repair. Contractor fixed it, and now it's done well, and there's no further worries. See, if you do it that way, you kind of have a pedigree when you go to sell the house. If it comes up, you can prove that it was evaluated and fixed properly.
Where do you find these engineers?
You know, they're all over the place. You know, structural engineers. You know, it's a job.
Just go on. Well, I suppose you go online maybe. Yeah. Have you entered the? Speaking of going online, go to MoneyPit.com for the Money Pit's Good Night Sleep sweepstakes. You're giving away over $4,000 in prizes like pillows, sheets, mattresses, a lot of other stuff from their favorite mattress maker, Tuft and Needle. You can enter every day if you want. Go to MoneyPit.com, share on social media, and you'll earn bonus entries and increase your chances of winning part of this $4,000 prize package. Again, the best way is two things about this that are great. You can get a prize and get a good night's sleep. What the heck's wrong with that?
Don't get any better than that.
Nope. Good deal. You can't be asleep, though, when Tommy's on the radio. You can't do that. You can't be asleep when we're on the radio either. So sign up at MoneyPit.com. Tommy, they can't.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.